Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. I truly thank God for His mercy and His grace. Truly, I thank God for seeing this beautiful day. And I know every one of you are up and about, ready to do whatever you need to do. But most of all, we need to give God the glory. Because without God, we wouldn't be here today. But God give us His strength, His spirit, praise God. And everything that we need to have, God provide for us. Yes, I know some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are going to see your loved ones. And some of you are going to the house of God. But most of all, we need to give God the glory. Hallelujah. And I truly am blessed, praise God, to be in His presence today. What a mighty God we serve. I truly thank God for Jesus. It's the blessing. Praise God. And I truly thank God for each and every one of you willing to join with me as we share the Word of God. You know, God always have a message for His people today. In the time that we are living in the time that we are facing every obstacle that the devil throw our way. But one thing about it, that's a song said, I'm a child of God. And when we are children of God, praise His holy name, we have something to stand on. Is that His word. We need to stay focused and concentrate on what God is saying to us. Don't let the devil throw you in a fear. Just believe in what God said. And I thank God for all that He is. Now this morning I am going into the book of Mark, the 11th chapter. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ and His disciples. Praise God. Did you not know that Lord always trained His disciples? Praise God, before He released them. Praise God. And that's how God is dealing with us. He put us in a training mode. Praise God, for us to understand how to dissect and how to present the Word of God to the lost. And thank God for Jesus. And Jesus was teaching His disciples and how to fish. Fish for those who don't know Him today. Those who are in darkness. Want to come into the marvelous light. We are living in a perilous time. Praise God. But while we are on this earth, we need to know how to dissect and to deliver the word of God to the lost. And I'm going into the book 11 chapter of Mark. And I thank God for Jesus. When Jesus was on His way to the temple. Praise God. And Jesus was showing a demonstration how powerful faith is. And we got to have the faith to move the mountain. And then here, I'm going to read from here. And on the morrow, on the 12th verse, when they were come from Bethany, He was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, He came, if haply He might find anything thereon. And when He came to it, He found nothing but leaves. For the time of feast was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And His disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold and brought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changer, and the seats of them that sold doves. And would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And He taught them unto them, It is not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy Jesus. Praise God. But then, praise God. After He did what He had to do, praise God. One thing about it, I want to go back to the 14th verse, when Jesus spoke it in faith. He didn't doubt what he was saying. He believed in what he's saying. You know, sometimes when we read God's word, we need to come to a place, do you believe in what you're reading? We read it, but do we believe what we're reading? And we should believe in God. God's a God, he don't lie. He's not slack with his promise. But it's up to us, praise God, to believe in his word, to trust him in his word. We are to be imitators, because whatever God said, he said what he meant, and he meant what he said. So thank God. So when God give us the word, you know, sometimes people ask why we need the Bible. Well, we need the Bible for guidance. Praise God. Once we know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he give us guidance and directions and hope and peace and love. He teaches us how to love one another. He teaches us how we love ourselves, number one. He teaches us how to love the Creator. And the Creator is God himself. And then from there, he teaches us how to love ourselves and how to love one another. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. It's a blessing. Praise God. Then he teaches us how to present the word of God, how to understand God and what his purpose. We are his purpose. Praise God. Because we could become sane. We become an insect. But God's purpose was for us by providing us a body, because we are spirits. And once we are spirit, praise God, he placed us in a body, in a fleshly body, so that we can honor, recognize our Creator. And our Creator is Jesus Christ. So God is so good that his mercy endures forever. And truly, I thank God. So from there, when they came from the temple, praise God, and in the morning as they passed by, the 20th verse, and saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called to remembrance. Peter remembered what Jesus did when before they went to the temple, praise God. Peter remembered the words that came out of Jesus' mouth, praise God. When you receive a prophecy, praise God, from a prophet, from your pastor, or from a bishop, or whoever God utilized that vessel, and God speak through that man or woman of God to give you a word. Don't you remember of the prophecy that God said? There's one thing I love about God. God is not a liar. But one thing about it, we need to be in position to receive whatever God said he's going to do. Because one thing about it, God do not lie, like I said again. Because once God give you a word, a promise, praise God, you have to be in position to receive the promise. But I thank God for Jesus. And Peter called to remembrance, says unto him, Master, behold me, look. The fig tree which thy curse is withered away. And this is what Jesus said. Have faith in God. Why? We believe if you have issues in your body, and the doctor might say, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you got cancer. Who will you believe? Will you believe the doctor or will you believe in God? If we are the children of God and we stand firm on God's word, we hold on to the faith. You listen to what the doctor say, but in the other part of you say, I know my God will heal me. I know I'll be healed from cancer. I know I will be healed from a heart attack. I know I'll be healed. Whatever situation is going on in my life, I know God will prevail. God will deliver me. Praise God. So I truly thank God for Jesus, because that's the faith that God looked for us as children of God. And when people see that you are firm with the believing, praise God, you got a lot of people out there in the world don't believe God. But when they watch us as children, as disciples, as followers of Christ, praise God, then they get the question. You have so much faith in this God that you cannot see, but you believe. Yes, because I know, because he's in me. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus, because he's in me. And I thank God for that. Praise God. Because without God, hallelujah, we wouldn't be nothing. Without Jesus Christ gave himself. He gave himself. Praise God. He gave himself for us that we will have the right to the kingdom of God. And I truly thank God for salvation. I thank God for Jesus willing to lay down his life for me and you. Praise God. He's not selfish. Praise God. He's a loving Christ. Hallelujah. He's a God of God. He's God. Hallelujah. He will bring us through. He wants us to be free. Praise God. He told his Father, prepare me a body. Prepare me a body. I will do it, Father. I will deliver your people out of sin. Jesus bear the sin, your sin, my sin, upon himself. He was the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He willing to die for us. Praise God. And I pray that someone, praise God, who get hold to this message, praise God, you are not alone. Jesus with you. He's knocking at your door right now. He's knocking for you to allow him to come into your heart. Praise God, and to receive him, to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Praise God. Nothing too hard for the Lord. Jesus is waiting for you to give yourself to him. And I thank God. That's why he told Peter, have faith in God. And this is what Jesus said. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whatever your mountain is, praise God, whether it be canceled, whether it be arthritis, it might be a heart attack, it might be somebody in your life, praise God, it might be your son or daughter who got away from Jesus Christ, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It might be a marriage situation or somebody's going through something. You might go through something on your job, hallelujah, but whatever it is, the Lord says, speak to the mountain. And believe in what you're saying and not doubt. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus said. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt. Don't doubt what God said. Believe in what God said in his heart. But shall believe that those things, praise God, which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. And that's it. Praise God. Continue to believe in what God said in his word. And knowing without doubt that you believe. Don't let the enemy trick you. Don't let the enemy deny you of your faith in God. Believe in it. Say, Lord, I know I am healed. I know that I'm healed. Just believe it. Praise God. Knowing that the Lord will see you through this. And trust in God every step of the way. And knowing that the Lord is going to be there for you. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, don't let the devil shake your faith. Like Jesus said, have faith in him. Have faith in the Father. Oh, I thank God. But knowing that the Lord is going to be with you. So you and my sisters and brothers, thank you for joining with me. And one thing about it, God loves you. So be in faith with God. And you have a great day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.